Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five
on it. So Layla is off. That means we are introducing Russell Dorsey to his first ever Five on It segment. Y'all know the deal. There were questions. We must have answers. Let's get to it.
Five on Number one.
Let's say you are Cubs president Jed Hoyer. And you got to make only one major move. What is that major move you are making if you are Jed Hoyer?
I want to say trading for an Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher, but I don't think they're ready to sell yet. So, like, does that move have to happen, like, now? Or can I wait? Like, is this just before the deadline? I need clarification, Robbie. Is it before the deadline, or is it just right now, today? Can I wait some
right
of these teams
now,
out?
Right now, today, and it's only one major move. Major. Nothing minor. Major.
It has to be impact. Impact, Marshall.
Now.
All right. I guess I'm going to trade for...
Jesus.
Mackenzie Gore? Can I get him?
No, you can't get him.
Why can't I get him?
Because the Nationals feel like they aren't that far away from being a competitive team. Mackenzie Gore was a major part of their trade of Juan Soto. And in that package, they got CJ Abrams, who's a all-star caliber shortstop, James Wood, who's a superstar, and Mackenzie Gore, who's a frontline starter to lead their rotation. They have not played well, but I don't think they're that far away from being a team that is at least looking at sniffing a wild card spot.
I mean, can he really lead them if they're out here losing double-digit games in a row?
I think they have a managerial issue, but that's neither here
nor
there.
Yeah. Ooh, spicy. Okay.
Once you start losing 11 games in a row.
Especially when six of those games are back-to-back to the Rockies and the Marlins.
And then you say the whole, it's never on coaching. You got some issues.
Did I mention that they lost five of those 11 games in a row to the Marlins, swept Rockies 2 out of 3?
Not great.
It's not great. What about you?
I would, if Chris Sale is hurt, I call Peter Bendix, the GM of the Miami Marlins, and say, I'm making Sandy? You my best offer for Sandy Alcantara, and here's why. Sandy is 3 years removed from being the best pitcher in the world before he had Tommy John surgery. I have started to see glimpses of that guy again. The velocity is up. And even though the ERA over the last month has not been there, and this month it's around 2.75, half of those starts are against the
bad teams,
Pirates and the Rockies. So yes, you have to take that with a grain of salt. I still think if I'm Jed Hoyer in this situation, I say, all right, I trust Tommy Haddavy. I trust our pitching infrastructure. And we could get, if we turn this, we could get the best pitcher available at the deadline and have him for 2 years after this year.
Can I talk about the two guys I wanted to say, but I was like, y'all going to laugh me out of the building?
Okay.
Number one, Freddy Peralta.
That would never happen.
Yeah, I said you're going to laugh me out of the building.
But I don't hate that name for somebody else.
And he's not even my number one. I saved the best for last.
Okay.
Number two, Eugenio Suarez.
Gino, if the D-backs decided to sell rental third baseman, sure.
Free agent at the end of the year. Like, yeah. 25 bombs. Let's go. That solves their right-handed bat problem.
And then Matt Shaw, you just...
What's up? He can be a bench bat for all I care. What's, whatever.
Interesting. Okay.
I would rather have... Who's better, Eugenio Suarez or Matt Shaw? It's not really a question.
Gino's been one of the best power hitters in baseball since 2019. I think there are only five players that have more homers than him.
And he's gone at the end of the season. So just
good guy, a good guy to have in the room, too. Listen, really good guy to have in the room.
They told me Justin Turner was a good guy to have in the room. Maybe you replace him with a better guy to have in the room.
More productive, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Number two.
Was the series win for the White Sox over Toronto the best of their season?
Absolutely. They took 2 of 3 from a team that legitimately believes it can be a playoff team this year in the Toronto Blue Jays. And not only did that, they found a closer at the end of that series. Grant Taylor came out here smoking. George Springer gets a pinch hit single to start things off. Then he gets Dante Bichette, because he's at the top of the order now. He gets Dante Bichette to ground into a double play.
You mean Bo Bichette? Dante's his dad.
Yeah, why did I say that?
Because his dad's his dad.
Yeah, because his dad's dad. At least I didn't say Vladdy Sr. Okay, Bo Bichette, because Dante is his dad, hitting balls really long and really far because he got to play in the thin air of Colorado. And then you get a strikeout to end the game, and in that at-bat, you hit 102 on the gun. I like that. That's the swing and miss type of stuff I've been talking about when I talk about frontline starter or high leverage reliever for the team that plays on the north side. But also, Miguel Vargas coming up with a big two-run double in that game. I like it when you beat teams that are better than you and who are playing for more than what you're playing for. It's the best win of the season, series-wise.
Yeah, best win of the season, series-wise, for the White Sox, because the Blue Jays are a real team. They are a team that is looking to go to the postseason. They've also been playing really good baseball over the last month plus. And I look at it for the White Sox and I say, okay, you weren't going to be a playoff team this year. You were going to still take some lumps after being the worst team in the history of baseball last year. But you're starting to see incremental improvements across the organization. And from a player development standpoint, you're seeing the players that you wanted to see at the big league level. They now have almost all the players that they acquired in the Garrett Crochet deal in the big leagues. The only one that's not is Braden Montgomery.
And he's coming.
So you're figuring out what you want to be, who are the players that are going to affect winning, and I think that's really important. And for the White Sox, you talk about Grant Taylor in the back. If we don't have a closer, the default should always be the guy that throws 102 miles an hour.
Agreed. Also, Braden Montgomery greater than Colson Montgomery? Are we ready to say that yet? I've been waiting to say it. Are we ready to say that now?
That's a little... Ray Montgomery's still in high A.
Yeah. That's my point.
Better? We don't have time for this.
Number three.
After seeing what the Thunder and Pacers have built, what's the soonest the Bulls are in the NBA Finals?
How much time do we have?
Not enough.
Mercy. A 10-piece at a minimum.
As in 10 months?
No, 2035.
Wow.
Do you believe in the Chicago Bulls? Because I don't.
I do not.
I see a Thunder team, 2021-22. They.
24 wins.
14th in the West, 22-50. The next year, 21-22, 24-58, 14th in the West, 22-23, 40-42, 10th in the West. Last year, 23-24. 57-25 first in the West. This year, 68-14 NBA champions, also had the best record in the NBA. They have a superstar. They've drafted well. They've developed well. The only thing the Bulls have done in that span, 11th in the East, 6th in the East, 10th in the East, 9th in the East, 9th in the East. Good luck in the play-in. That's the only thing you're good for. The Thunder got rid of your average head coach. You hired him, and you've been everything but average since. They've gotten nothing but better. They have a superstar that is still young, has not even hit his prime yet.
Did you just call Billy Donovan an average head coach?
He is. Because what have I told you since they hired him? Average. Average basketball. I believe in Sam Presti way more than I believe in Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley. They have shown me nothing to build a winner, to even be the Indiana Pacers that... As we heard earlier from Trista, they haven't done this with their own draft prospects, right? They've identified talent elsewhere and said, this is how we're going to have to build this thing. And they hit on Tyrese Halliburton. That guy's a top 15 player in the NBA. Who is the Bulls' top 15 player?
Here's what I'll say.
Giddy.
It's not
Yuck.
Giddy.
Yo, get out of here. They're about to pay him way more money than he is worth because they have nothing else.
When they pay that man more than $25 million.
Yuck.
If they pay him $30 million a year.
Guacala, que asco.
Listen, Arturis Karnišovas could not be my financial advisor. You know why? Every time I look up, he would have sold all the stocks too late. Everything would have bottomed out. Because that's what he does. He gets good players, future Hall of Fame players in some cases, and waits too late to get rid of them, to get stuff back that can help you build for the future.
Patrick Williams was all I needed to see.
The drafting of, which was before him?
The whole process.
No,
the fact that you said, we haven't seen anything, but we're going to pay him.
He didn't sign an offer sheet, but they paid him the $18 million per.
Come on, man.
I'm with you. We are aligned on this. And I'm hoping that the evolution of Arturis Karnišovas is at a point where they make better decisions this time around. Whether that's trading people, whether that's who they draft. The modest pick I can get down with. The modest Buzelis pick I can get down with.
Torn Achilles confirmed for Tyrese Haliburton. We knew, but like confirmed. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is when I say breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Breaking news here is that Tyrese Haliburton does have a torn Achilles. That's not good.
No, sad. Really sad.
That scene when he was pounding on the ground and he knew something was wrong. That
saying,
like,
made I, did
me
it,
want,
I did it.
It made me want to cry. Like, just seeing that, it was so devastating.
And they showed that too many times on the broadcast.
They showed way too many times. The slow-mo of the tear far too many times. Like, I understand the first two or three times, but to continue to show it, the slow-mo, especially for an injury like that where you're seeing exactly
how
you see
happened.
It go up his leg. Like, come
the only
on,
way
man.
It could have been worse if he didn't have the long socks on.
Right.
It wasn't the tube socks. Whew. Yeah.
But also knowing this injury now, Haliburton's gone for a year. I'm not saying the Bulls have a chance of making the playoffs.
Stop,
but
Robbie.
Tatum's gone. I don't know what's happening with Joel Embiid. No Haliburton. If there was a time for the Bulls to make the playoffs, it could be this year. But
like,
I would want
like
them to take
the actual
it slow.
Playoffs or the play-in? Because I don't count that.
I'm saying the actual playoffs.
Jesus. No.
I'm not saying they are going
to. No, he's saying this would have been the time to position yourself to make big moves.
He's saying going into this next year.
Correct. Yes.
No, I don't think it's going
to
happen.
No. I'm saying he's saying this would be the perfect time have been in position.
He's saying that they have an opportunity with all those dudes hurt to make it to the playoffs.
Correct.
And to I'm finish above the Celtics?
Not. Well, I'm saying like
he's saying in a week.
Tatum's gone. Haliburton's gone. I don't know what's going to happen with Giannis. Is he going to trade in? Dame's already gone with the Achilles injury. There's a lot of injuries happening in the East. This could be a time for the Bulls to go up.
All those teams you just named still have their best player is better than the Bulls' best player.
Even the Knicks with no coach. Me and Marshall could coach the Knicks and be better than the Bulls.
Just build around Giddy. That's all I got to say.
Number four.
Oh, my goodness.
Dead horse.
Bears quarterback Caleb Williams had himself a weekend. He hung out at the hip-hop music festival Summer Smash in Bridgeport. Williams appeared on stage during a performance by artists Yeet and Don Toliver and also participated in this chant by the Summer Smash crowd.
Green Bay! Green Bay! No! Green Bay! Green Bay! Green Bay!
Was that Love Green Bay?
It was quite the opposite of Love Green Bay. That is Caleb Williams chanting along with the Summer Smash crowd in Bridgeport over the weekend. Also at that music festival, Bulls forward Matas Buzelis, he posted a photo of himself and Caleb hanging out at the music fest. Leads me to ask you guys this question. What is another pair of current Chicago athletes that you could envision hanging out in their off time?
This is a great question, actually. And does it need to be cross sports, or can they be on
could
the same
be,
team?
Because I feel like the same team is, makes sense.
Same team is too easy, right?
Yeah.
So is this where I say Dansby Swanson
and Grady Jarrett?
No, I was gonna go with the Stars.
Oh, you're gonna say his wife? What?
That's an easy.
Okay,
one,
my
Marshall.
bad.
Wow.
What about Oh, the Bulls didn't trade for Kevin Durant, because I was going to say Kevin Durant and Andrew Reese, but the Bulls didn't trade for him? No? Okay. Let's go with PCA and Caleb Williams. No?
Okay.
right?
I think there's a little love that's been shown there. Caleb, when the Bears were at Wrigley Field, was seen walking out with the PCA bobblehead. Maybe there's a little, you know, a little something there.
I like that. I was trying to think of a bull, and then maybe Connor Bedard in PCA. They're like the same age.
Connor is like a more quiet and shy guy. PCA is not.
The issue is that there's too many teams with a lot of just like not stars,
yes,
or mad people.
That was where I was like,
White Sox,
tough.
Who you picking? Bulls, who you picking? Like, you have Angel Reese, who else was there? Bedard, that's it.
I was going to say Dansby Swanson and Grady Jarrett, because they used to both be friends when they were down in Atlanta when Grady was playing
for the Falcons.
And okay. Dansby was playing for the Braves.
Yours was rooted in logic. Mine was rooted in wish casting.
Yeah, but PCA and Caleb is probably the one that most people would say, because they're the two identifiable names.
Like, he's Hollywood. PCA, obviously, Hollywood ties.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
If we were to talk about the best bromance in Chicago, though, it has to be PCA and Seiya. Like, that's adorable, those two.
Well, the first pair that I thought of when I saw this picture and then thought of the question was PCA and Tyson Bagent, because they kind of look like twins right now after Tyson Bagent cut the long hair off.
He doesn't look like Sunshine from Remember the Titans anymore?
No, he doesn't. He does not.
He went to the Buzz?
Yes.
Everybody can't pull off the buzz.
He's pulling it off.
You got all that hair.
No, that's not why.
Oh, my bad.
Just because you bald, don't put that on me.
I look great bald. That's why I'm bald. Okay. I look great. I got a nice shaped head. Everybody doesn't have a nice shaped dome.
Tyson's pulling it off.
Number five.
That was such a shot. Question number five. This one had me riled up. A question inspired by the X account Midwest vs. Everybody. If you had to pick one, which weather conditions would you go with? 95 and humid, or 20 degrees and a wind chill? Which one of those are you picking?
Give me the 20 degrees and a wind chill, because I can always layer up. You guys know I walk to work every day, even when we had that cold spell. I just walk to work, walk home, I'm good. I can only take so many clothes off and it'd be appropriate. A lesson that Russ Dorsey clearly has never embraced. So I think it's 20 in the wind chill, because I can just layer up. It's fine.
It's the 20 degrees in the wind chill, and it's not close. Number one, I think people always talk about what the Chicago winters are like, and it's always people that don't live here. Like, I know how to layer up. I know how to buy a parka. I know it's not going to be forever, and I know when the summer comes, it's going to be cool. Like, I don't want to walk outside at 8 a.m., and it's already 90 and humid, and I'm sweating. Like, that's uncomfortable. I can go inside when it's 20 degrees with wind chill. I can layer up. Like, nah, man, I'm out on the extreme heat with the humidity.
You guys with that?
I mean, not at all. Like, yesterday was super hot. This weekend was super hot. Why was everybody outside? Because people like the sun. People like being outside. Oh, you're feeling too hot? Oh, go in the pool. Or for me, go in the beach. Go in the lake. 100% take the hot weather any day of the week. And you said you could wear more layers? Drink more water. Put on more sunscreen. Those are the things you can do.
I know.
Marshall almost passed out at his workout class because the air conditioner broke.
Yeah, like, what are you talking? I grew up in Alabama. I know what this is. I know what it ain't. The layer up, bro.
I will say that I'm with Robbie. Maybe I'm a sick individual, but I do love the heat. Yeah, I do. I think it's an association from back in the day when we were all kids and you get that summer break. That hot weather means special things out here in these streets. Maybe that's what it is. That's what it is for me.
Ray on Demon Time. He's like, it's a special time in the streets when it gets warm.
Appropriate that that's the last question.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.